Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, you got a heart of loud, loud.
Well, well, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. We're back again. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. We're back again for another blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High. Yes, to the Most High. He alone, my brothers and sisters, can reveal these magnificent things. Thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words, because they are so rare. Yes, the Most High told me, said that these words that he has given me are very precious because they are rare, my brothers and sisters, only for the most humble soul. Most High told me, yes, indeed, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked, I said that which he has asked of me. He asked me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, since the dawn of human fall, and man having turned away from the perfect inspiration of the Most High. Yes, he told me, I must tell you a thing, my brothers and sisters, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that since man first fell away from hearkening to the pure, perfect will of the One Most High, to the event that now we see some 45,000 denominations saying something different as if they all prepared men for the will of one, this insanity, my brothers and sisters, would never have been if man would have maintained what the Most High declared from the beginning under the rule of the One King. Most High told me, yes, indeed, he told me, my brothers and sisters, that men have taught what they have found necessary to preserve their pulpits and their thrones. That's not the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. And my brothers and sisters, hear me, and please understand. 45,000 denominations cannot possibly be holiness. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a path unto the will of the One. It can only be an obstacle. It can only be a multitude of crooked paths, misleading the people, confusing the people, flattering them. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even fatally flattering men to walk after patterns that can only be to mass confusion, contention, conflict, hypocrisy. And yes, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High is one and will not be divided, can only be a multitude of sin. Multitude of sins, divisions against divine vision cannot be salvation. Oh, hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is one. He will not be divided, will not be destabilized after the designs of men. So what has happened by and large since the dawn of human fall is the men seeking to establish and blind the minds, constrain the minds, enslave the minds, keep the people short-sighted after the designs of men. What men have done, my brothers and sisters, if the farther and farther they fell away from the truth, the farther and farther they fell away from the will of one, men have sought to come up with lying doctrines, my brothers and sisters, partial and imperfect standards, cajoling and deceiving the people to believe, flattering the people, soothsaying the people to believe, that the further and farther they fell away from the will of one, that somehow they were still yet true to him who is his word, as he has conceived it forever from the beginning. Well, my brothers and sisters, think about it. How do you think it's possible that you can have 280 nations and counting, 45,000 denominations in the world and counting, a multitude of different sects, cults, if you will? Well, guess what? They can't all be true to the will of one. They can't all be true to the will of one. So my brothers and sisters, how do you have so many differing ideas, but that men blind and not discerning, my brothers and sisters, what is missing, have trusted in rulers who have compelled the people to become prideful in their lack of knowledge. Scripture says, my people are destroyed, confused, divided, contentious, contrary, my brothers and sisters, against the fullness of what is divine vision because of their pride and their lack of knowledge, because they've trusted in the multitude of their priests, is what it says in Hosea 4th chapter. And the Most High says he has a controversy with his people because, my brothers and sisters, they had rather have hearkened to their leaders rather than have hearkened to him. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Do you really believe that some 45,000 denominations in this world, indiscriminate, have been true to the will of one? Can you really believe that a polytheist system that has put a multitude of contentious doctrines, divisive ideals, hey, the constraints of men to the forefront, that men mostly see, let's just say, a multitude of travesties and treacheries to the forefront, stylings and brands, my brothers and sisters, of what men want to call the gospel. Do you dare believe, my brothers and sisters, that all these misadministrations at the administration of man have been perfectly true to the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it? I said the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Scriptures tell us that a faithful minister of Yah will teach us all things. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's not after the Holy Spirit that you see a multitude of divisions. It's not after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that you see a multitude of contentions, a multitude of misopinions. It's not after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. It's not after the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, and all things being said, consider it. Of all things the Most High has spoken. It's not after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed doctrines inconsiderate of so much else that the Scripture has declared as doctrine. Think about what I mean by this. Scripture says Messiah will surely come. I said surely come. For the restoration. Even for the restitution. Of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken, by the mouth of his holy prophets, since world began. That means that his doctrine, his word, will not be inconsiderate, but rather, my brothers and sisters, wholly and completely considerate of all the Most High has said. Meaning that all the Most High has spoken through his prophets since the world began, is, my brothers and sisters, is worthy for reproof and doctrine. How could they compel men to think otherwise? And but that men have been taken away by men whose profession it is to flatter men not to consider the fullness of what they hear. In fact, my brothers and sisters, have caused men to let their guards down, that they not discern what they have been taught has been falsehood. Talk about Acts 3:18 through 23. Again, the scripture says Messiah comes for the restitution, the refreshing. How about bringing again to mind all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began, and that pure, perfect word. That pure and complete word, all things, giving consideration of all things, the Most High has spoken from beginning to eternity. My brothers and sisters, that pure and perfect word can only offer one choice. So why else do you think that it is? There's some 45,000 denominations in the world. Look it up sometime. But there's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters. That men are going to have to hold and be held account for. We're already told they're going to have to give account for. That they have not considered. I said that they have not considered. And that the rulers have not held people accountable to consider. quite frankly, a lot of you rulers basically look around and say, hey, if the people don't know and they're not concerned, why should they be? I've had pastors tell me straight out. How many folks do you think are going to get that? How many folks do you think are going to accept that? It's right there in the scriptures. How many, they said, do you think are going to correlate these ideas? That they made full admission. Well, right there in the scriptures. Reverberated again and again. But they basically said that, since most people aren't going to understand that, that's what they, how they judge you already. That they will continue to speak the lie that blinds the minds of the people, not to discern the reality or the greater reality. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they leave you subject to many illusions, false traditions, false ideals, false social coalescences, misadministrations, political, social, and pseudo-religious ideals. They leave you subject to these things, my brothers and sisters, that you continue to imbibe in them, walk after them. Hey, my brothers and sisters, even pay to be participant in them. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, leave you participant in a mass illusion. Even the mass confusion of this world. I can only tell you. I had somebody just the other day. I thought it was kind of amazing that somebody would dare to tell me this who claimed to be a pastor. In fact, he claimed to be a Bible teacher, one who helps people to understand the words of the book. Well, he asked me, in fact, he even texted me just the other day. In fact, it was on Xmas, this pagan custom they call Xmas. That is very definitely, my brothers and sisters, not a matter of man following after holiness. A thing, my brothers and sisters, that was spawned after the miscreant perceptions of men. Well, that was spawned at its foundation after the miscreant precepts of men, expectations of men, designs of men, can never be a holy thing. And he wished me a Merry Xmas, and I had to tell him, especially being a pastor, he said, as he claimed to be. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, also one who sought to profit off of this, pagan custom and people's assimilation in it. Well, quite frankly, I had to tell him about himself, because believe me, he does know the origin of the custom. And he admonished me, saying that, well, the people who wish you a Merry Xmas, he said, are just wishing you well. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, if you read the scriptures really closely, no one that wishes you a Merry Christmas wishes you well. Woe to those, the scripture says, to those who call evil good and good evil. And if they wish you evil, thinking they wish you good, then my goodness, my brothers and sisters, if your friends do that, what then of your enemies? Well, he dared to ask me. Well, this is somebody I told him about. Well, I told him about Revelation 6 chapter. I told him about Matthew 24. I told him about scriptures like those in Isaiah 65. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, there's an article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. I'd like to also give attention to an article on my website called hiddengospel.com, one called Xmas Economics. I'll put it up in the chat as well. In that article, there's much truth that deserves, my brothers and sisters, to be given consideration. Another article there called Bacchus Connection. And it is worthy of giving note to this fact, my brothers and sisters, that literally millions upon millions of early saints in the first years of the dispensation of the gospel, my brothers and sisters were murdered by Rome because they would not worship the patron gods and goddesses of polytheist heathen Rome. My brothers and sisters, many in Rome despised the dispensation of the gospel of the Holy Kingdom because it meant that no one who partakes of the heathenisms that come as a result of the misconceits of another will ever enter the kingdom of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says we ought to follow after peace, even after holiness, with all men, for without holiness, no man shall see Yah. Hear me. Listen to these verses. And I think so often, my brothers and sisters, these scriptures are imperative to our understanding, but how many have given consideration? Hear me. The man asked me, if somebody wished me a Merry Christmas, he asked me, would I give them a history lesson? Yes, indeed I would. I just simply asked him, have you ever considered how many were murdered to bring this custom they call Xmas into the church? And many folks know full well that it came from heathen. It came from the pagans. How do you think it entered the church? My brothers and sisters, there were those who knew that Yah is one and knew that his name is not to be profaned, and that anyone who takes his name in vain or after the vanities of this world, the scripture says, will not be counted blameless. Well, let's listen to this scripture. At 12, let's go back to about 12 and 5. Have you forgotten? And you have forgotten? Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto us as unto children? In other words, beloved children, and said, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Most High, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Oh, why? For he is a loving father. For whom the Most High loves, he chasteneth. In other words, he disciplines. And he scourges every son with whom he receives. In other words, my brothers and sisters, man has to be taught discipline. To be left without discipline, to be left without a law, to be left reprobate without a covenant, my brothers and sisters, that is a curse. So the Most High calls it, it is indeed his blessing, his grace, his favor that he offers a soul with which he would be pleased, discipline. That the soul that would appease him, he offers discipline. So if you endure chastening, Yah dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Okay, in other words, if the father does not discipline the son, what is he preparing for? Nothing? But destruction? Well, but if he be without chastisement, discipline, whereof all should be partakers, he says, you're bastards and not sons. That means fallen from the grace and favor of Yah. Maybe you never received were willing to receive discipline. I think it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, how many say that they're not under divine law by grace, as if they despise divine law and prefer the unrighteous of man seeking the grace of the Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, they've compelled something that you never, ever, one time, because for that reason, feel even the need to plead the Most High for discipline. And this is not the only scripture that speaks and is wise, my brothers and sisters. This is not the only scripture. There are others. In fact, in the book of Revelation, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Most High rebukes. Yes, indeed. He rebukes the son with whom he is pleased. Who is, my brothers and sisters, that refuses to acknowledge the truth? Oh, my brothers and sisters, it is a blessed thing that the Most High would guide his people, that they all learn to conform to his will, Did you hear me? That we all learn to conform to His will. It's an amazing thing, my brothers and sisters. How do we expect... How do we expect to be of one accord, disciplined after one mind, to speak the same thing, to walk in holiness, to commune with one mind and one conversation, lest, my brothers and sisters, lest we be disciplined? I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, so many have never chosen to consider this, as if whatever level of righteousness or discipline that men uphold, they think that somehow whatever it is that they have aspired to, that same discipline will be considered sufficient for every other soul, as if it's the commands of men that decide. I say, my brothers and sisters, as if it were the commands of men that decide. What is the common standard for the salvation or the oneness of us all? 45,000 denominations all claiming to be complete. When the prophecies say point blank, the Messiah comes for the express purpose to expose all unrighteousness. In fact, He comes, my brothers and sisters, because the whole world is falling short of the glory. The whole world, my brothers and sisters, has not discerned how much men need to seek Yah. If it sounds amazing to say this, I can only tell you that there's a need then to read Psalms 14, Psalms 53. How about Isaiah, 59th chapter? How about Isaiah 40 through 41? All the way out to 43. So much of these prophecies, 44th chapter, the 46th. So much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relates to the reason why Messiah comes, because man has not discerned righteousness anymore and been deceived by his rulers to think that he has. Isaiah 28 even goes as far as to say, there'll be a terror for men to understand, and a vexation and a terror for men to understand and report. Well, guess what? If folks don't love righteousness, I have no love for the greater righteousness of Yah, then certainly hearing the truth is not accounted by those who despise Him, those who have no love of the truth, those who despise the truth, my brothers and sisters, the acquisition of truth is not considered by them a favorite thing, because there's a lot of folks who prefer that men never know the truth, because they continue to relate an illusion, claiming to be defenders of righteousness, but far from it. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, we grow to discern the wisdom of Yah. The scripture says only in hearkening to His instructions will we be taught more. But there are those who prefer not to understand that premise, my brothers and sisters. There are many who choose to believe that a man could be found righteous before the Most High in his disobedience. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, is simply what it is. Let me go on forward again. I need to go back to that scripture I was just reading to you. Scripture I was just reading to you in the book of Hebrews. Going back, because I'd like to look through these verses again. I think there's much there to be understood. Say, if you be without discipline, the chastisement we should all be partakers, that we all be one. It says, then you are bastards. Pretty fun. That means like fatherless, undisciplined children. And not sons. One scripture said, we have not the spirit of Yah. We are none of His. Spirit of Yah teaches all things, rebukes all sin. Should our conscience not be changed by such a magnanimous spirit? Shall we by the same spirit, my brothers and sisters, all have or seek to aspire to our own base opinions, after just simply what seems wise, after the flesh? Think about it. Furthermore, had our fathers of our flesh, our fathers after our flesh, which corrected us, but if we have had fathers after our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reference for their correction, should we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily, in other words, we as children, were verily for a few days chastened after their pleasure of our earthly parents. But Yah disciplines us for our good, that we might be, how about common, as one, partakers of his one true holiness. My brother says that oneness is not after the will of the flesh, but after the power of the Spirit. The scripture says we walk after the flesh, after the differences, the lack of discipline, the lawlessness of the flesh. We would die if we submit our flesh unto the will of the one Spirit, whereby we can cry out of bone, Father, our Father, with great joy. No longer fearful of his truth, but loving his truth and loving his law. If we walk according to the flesh, we will die. But if we submit ourselves and subdue ourselves after his Spirit, hey, the one will, we shall live. For the Most High desires no offering less than a pure and perfect peace. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. He said, now no chastening for the present. Oftentimes, the first seems to be joyous. Sometimes seems grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of one righteousness, his righteousness, unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Oh, where have we seen that scripture before? But in Isaiah 41. Much to understand about this, about calling it a blessing. Yes, a blessing. That the people be strengthened as one after the will of one, even after the righteous one who is expected unto restoring the people of the Most High after the will of one beyond all the nations. Need to understand what's written, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 41 with regard to these precious verses. And understand, my brothers and sisters, the coming of the one who will bring the kind of discipline that is necessary for the people of the Most High to conform as one in the will of Yah. Isaiah 41st chapter. Oh, we need to look at Isaiah 41st chapter and see what it's talking about with regard to this verse we're talking about here to understand the point. Isaiah 41, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 41. Let me go back here to the 41st chapter. And let us look at let me get this straight for you. Just a moment. Give me a moment, please. Let's make strong the feeble knees. Okay. It's comparative between Isaiah 41, looking at Isaiah 35 and 3. Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Only I could tell you what's also in Isaiah 41 in the Aramaic about how these verses compare. Let me go back to this second. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your Holy One will come with a vengeance, even with a recompense, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, deer, if you will. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing. How about all shall sing together as one melody, one harmony? For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and the stream and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become as a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitation of the dragon, where each lay, shall be as great as where each of should. How about, like I said, habitation of dragons? Okay, we're talking about desert roaming creatures, where each lay. There should be grass and reeds and rushes, which means that there should be a replenishment of the land, my brothers and sisters. There was even a replenishment unto divine conscience. In Isaiah 41, the spirit of those words is also, my brothers and sisters, here. The 41st chapter, the 14th verse. For the Most High, thy Holy One, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, ye worm.
Wow.
Put it strongly, it means those who function as if they had no backbone, no strength, no courage. In other words, they've been affrighted among the nations. Ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said the Most High, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I'll make thee as a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, the nations, and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. The whirlwind shall scatter them. Oh, we find this also in Isaiah 57 concerning his people awakening beyond all the very constraints of the Gentile nations. I said Isaiah 57, my brothers and sisters, needs desperately to be considered. And thou shalt rejoice in the Most High. You shall recover from the midst of the confusions of the nations. And you shall glory. How about be one in an invariant light after the Holy One of Israel? And when the poor seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Most High, will hear them. I, the Holy One of Israel, when I forsake them. Now I open rivers in the high places and fountains in the midst of valleys, and make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Oh, but this is my brothers and sisters to those whom he shall bless, but the rest. My brothers and sisters, Scripture speaks about a time of great famine. A drying up of the rivers, hardship. But these are the blessings that he shall offer to his people. And I plant in the wilderness the cedar and the sheeta tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. And I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. Talking about replenishing of the earth. They may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Most High has done this. That the Holy One of Israel, my brothers and sisters, has created it. All this the Most High shall do, my brothers and sisters, for the blessing of his people. We got a lot to talk about here, my brothers and sisters, because I want to come back to this Isaiah 41:21 in just a minute. Very, very critical scripture. So let us understand what these scriptures are talking about, saying, lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees, make straight the path of your feet. How about make straight in the desert the highway for our Yah? Let us see beyond all the, let's put it this way, in the desert, sand dunes, everything can start to look the same. You can still wind up really being lost, circling and circling and circling around and never finding a way to the goal. Well, brothers and sisters, think about it. Most High does not offer God guidance in an indiscriminate world. Man can wind up lost and even perish in the desert. Think about it. It can take less than a week, my brothers and sisters, between the primary area that Israel was enslaved in Egypt, to get to Israel. And my brothers and sisters, eyes be blind and the heart not be guided. How many of my brothers and sisters, I can just tell you this, how many have perished in the sands and the city is just over the next dune? How many brothers and sisters have perished in the desert or in the forest and just wind up less than a football field, have been miles in the forest, less than half a football field away from the nearest road, just never found it, because everything looks so much the same. Well, my brothers and sisters, we do need guidance in order to see a straight way and path. And Messiah said it well when he said, no man come to me lest the Father draw him. Can't see past all the illusions, my brothers and sisters, let the Most High show the way. Make straight the path of your feet. Let that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. In other words, those who have been misguided, them, let them rather be healed and let them find the right path. And look what it says. Follow peace with all men. Is that according to the ideas of men? Follow peace with all men. How about in holiness? Peace. Holiness. Seek peace with all men. How about in holiness? What is holiness, my brothers and sisters? Is that dictated after the designs of men? or is it dictated after the mind of Yah? Do men declare what is holiness? Well, my brothers and sisters, if everybody declared what is holy after his own mind, my brothers and sisters, man is completely, if men believe that, then man is completely falling short. Far from the word the Most High declared from the beginning. And my brothers and sisters, return to that word as the only hope for our salvation. What the Most High established as a foundation must be remembered by every man. Remember what I told you? The Most High told me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, to pervert, silence, and destroy. When the rulers, whenever they fell away from the truth, sought to never seek or discover, to rediscover or revere the truth that was lost again. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, men have done this over and over and over again. And there have been very radical times in history when some very, very critical truths that were known by the early church were absolutely considered illegal, heretical, worthy of death if man even spoke it, that might be wrought in the earth entirely what is false religion using the name of the Most High and even his Messiah. Psalms 2 speaks of it, my brothers and sisters. Revelation 6 speaks of it. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 7. How about Luke 21 speaks of it? Talks about great persecution and tribulation upon the saints, my brothers and sisters, that occurred in those first centuries right after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And why did Rome come in and destroy Jerusalem in the first place? Because they didn't like the sending forth of the gospel of the Holy Kingdom. Did you hear me? They didn't like the sending forth the knowledge of the gospel of the holy, righteous King. They sought to preserve, my brothers and sisters, all the diverse ideals of men and dared to tell people that it was something far from the favor of the Most High that the Most High would ever seek to reprove man. My brothers and sisters, man left without reproof is reprobate without a covenant. And without a covenant, my brothers and sisters, no man should see Yah. Scriptures tell us right plain in Matthew 5:14-24, that if a man seeks to compel you to believe the Messiah came to deny the discipline that is in any part or particular of the law and the prophets, and you fall for that lack of discipline, Scripture says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. That sounds like 45,000 denominations that have denied certain very imperative truths have all been hell houses and prison holes, my brothers and sisters, into which men have fallen, and because they never knew what they should have had, have perished for lack of knowledge. That, my brothers and sisters, might sound like hard word, but there's plenty of prophecy that says it again and again. Man was warned that Yah is one, and he was told the day he turns away from the will of the Most High, he shall surely die. Well, men have turned away from the will of Yah and created their own concepts of deity, further and further from the knowledge of the truth, and dared say they shall yet live. Well, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High says something, a man says another, let's see in the judgment of our brothers and sisters who it is that will win. That argument. I know, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scripture says that they who wait for him whom the Most High has promised, the righteous one that he has promised, they are the ones who shall renew their strength. Because every prophecy in the scripture says the Messiah comes because every single living soul has fallen short of his glory, has fallen short of the wisdom and knowledge of the truth, has fallen short being perverted after the will of man, after misruling doctrines that were never the gospel of the Holy King for many generations. But your pastors won't tell you that, my brothers and sisters. In fact, the prophecies say that all your rulers, all your pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, must all be reproved, that men finally discern that Yah alone, even the one whom he has sent alone, is the only hope man has for salvation, and that the scripture says there's only one mediator between Yah and men, and when he returns or when he is revealed again to mankind, how about when he is fruitive in all, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has foreordained for him in his maturation in the earth. Think about it. The scripture says of him, morning by morning, as the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching, he's not turned back to rebellious way, He should know how to declare word to the weary. One scripture says of him in Isaiah 49 in the last days, that he will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, has he made mention of my name, and in the shadow of his hand has he concealed me. That means somebody's walking around in your midst, my brothers and sisters. You think that's amazing thing to think about. Read Zephaniah 3, 1 through 5, talking about who's in the midst of that, what the scripture calls that wicked city. Read Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, and what it talks about there. Again, we're talking about looking at again. Let me go ahead and read the scripture, tell you the scripture again. Zephaniah 3, chapter 3, 1 through 5. Isaiah 19, 18 through 25. And it talks about finally there being war priests among all nations because of the confusion among men having sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, shall finally be exposed. Isaiah 24th chapter, speaking of how men have followed after their leaders and therefore broken the everlasting covenant because you were always told to look beyond your leaders and ask the Most High to reveal the greater truth to you. To do less, my brothers and sisters, in a convoluted and divided world is a far from faith and mistrust, my brothers and sisters, after the ideals of men. It talks about Messiah coming forth from what is called a city of confusion, that men will finally say, glory to the righteous one. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers have been utmost treacherous. Isaiah 66 talks about him coming to reprove all the nations, cities, my brothers and sisters, church and state. That finally, my brothers and sisters, men, true Israel, recognizing the true shepherd. Did you hear me? I said true Israel, recognizing the one true shepherd. Will at last, my brothers and sisters, will at last, did you hear me? Will at last follow after the will of one, none being misled. It says follow at peace with all men after holiness, my brothers and sisters. That means, see, shall men say that the way we have peace in the world is ignoring the truth? Shall we say that no one testified to the truth and expect the Most High to be pleased with any man's witness? Calling himself the light, but brothers and sisters, refusing to do anything else but manifest and preserve the darkness. No scripture said, without follow peace with all men and seeking holiness then, without which no man shall see the Most High. But brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 41 that Messiah is going to check the testimony of all your rulers to see if they told you what has been. What the Most High declared is the foundation, is the purpose of man. What is then, my brothers and sisters, the level of present depravity? What will be the end of all this depravity? How it shall come to be that finally the blessed peace that he declared from the beginning shall finally be? And if they didn't tell you that Messiah comes to rebuke all these corrupt ideas, they never taught you then the gospel of the kingdom. And that's exactly what Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4 says. If they never prepared you for that absolute rebuke of all the systems of this world, that one holy kingdom might be established, my brothers and sisters, they left you subject to some form of worldly perversion, whereby men have called upon the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, they even mocked and cursed the holy name after the fallen, corrupt, misguidance of my brothers and sisters, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious, prideful men who would exploit you in your lack of knowledge. My brothers and sisters, anyone who would do that, quite frankly, is not a servant of Yah, but a servant of demons. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of scripture that a lot of pastors have not understood. And they've not understood it because to understand it, it means that if they would have told you these things, they would have automatically have to tell you just by how inviolable their missions, their ministries were, and that they healed no one. I can only tell you what the Most High told me to wake me up. He told me, hey, I better listen to him or somebody make a fool out of me. Why? Because guess what? The whole world has, deeming itself wise, has become quite foolish. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken, he told me, is not wisdom at all. Every lie, every half-truth that men speak, that does not perform the service of obliterating completely every faulty foundation. Every such half-truth, my brothers and sisters, still leaves men's minds gullible, still leaves men's minds easily deceived, and therefore the half-truth is still a lie. Every lie that a man believes blinds the mind not to be able to accept the greater truth, or causes men oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, not even to seek what is greater. They teach you in these denominations, 45,000 different, that if you get together with any one of them, guess what, because they sit back and talk about them teaching you the way of life, they're telling you that after each one of these that you will have peace. Let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of doctrine that's taught by the Catholics that if you bring it to a Baptist church, it won't go, or vice versa. There's a lot of doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that are taught, for instance, in an Episcopalian church, for instance, that if you brought it to a Methodist, it wouldn't work. I didn't say a lot of things wouldn't. A lot of lies they both believe together. But, that sounds like a hard word. But my brothers and sisters, let me make a long story short. The scripture says to fall after peace. Fall after holiness with all men, without which no man should see Yah. Well, there's a whole lot of unholy doctrine men have upheld. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture did not say you discern the way of the kingdom of Yah, nor enter his kingdom after any of these unholinesses. The Most High never gave any man the right to change anything. Anything is part of his holy covenant contract. Look at this, Hebrews 12 and 5, because I had a lot to talk about tonight, that I intended to talk about from the beginning of the show. But I'm just going to hit a couple points here before I go on. He says in Hebrews 12 and 15, looking diligently, how about looking diligently for what is indeed true holiness after the will of Yah, lest any man fail or fall short of the grace of Yah. Did the Most High tell you not to seek his greater will and expect to be favored? Did he tell you to be indiligent? Did he tell you to be neglectful? Did he tell you that you could be less than diligent toward the knowledge of him? And that's how he discerns whether or not you have loved him. Do you have to get somebody to pursue what he loves? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Say, look, diligently. Does any man fail the grace of Yah? That means you receive his favor because you diligently seek him. If you see a world confused, you know doggone good and well that all this confusion, if you know him at all, cannot be true to him. And a lot of this multiplicity you see in the world that men have believed, and these contentions that men have believed, have been obstacles against men's salvation. I did not say salvation at all. It said you need to pursue after holiness. And that's the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. Oh, my brothers and sisters, looking diligent, lest any man fail the grace of the Most High. What do you say his grace is? What do you say his favor is according to the verses earlier? One scripture says he disciplines and rebukes the son with whom he loves, or whom he pleases, or with whom he is pleased. Without discipline, you're a bastard and not a son. That means the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, must be his discipline and must then be his law. The common expression of his holiness that we all must attain to, lest, my brothers and sisters, we fall short of being confirmed. Lest we be found still yet double-minded after the misconstraints of the nations. The double-mindedness, my brothers and sisters, of those who misrepresent the Most High. For our faith in him must be faith in the pure, perfect word that comes from him. Not all have preached the teaching of the gospel, nor have all heard it. So faith must come by hearing a word from the Most High. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, reading this word, reads it by faith, knowing that it comes from an absolute mind, my brothers and sisters, that discerns between good and evil, discerns between impurity and what is pure, discerns between what is incomplete and what is whole. Discern, my brothers and sisters, for if you think that you can read this word and not petition the Most High for the greater impetus of all its understanding and all it implies, and think, my brothers and sisters, you be called still yet wise because you exalted some standard established by men and expect to be favored as such. Well, my brothers and sisters, were we not told that you have one Savior, one King, one Teacher? And my brother says this one teacher doesn't leave those who are faithful to him all subject to pride in somebody else's short-sightedness. Scripture says he who keeps his works to the fullness, all that he has declared, he will give them authority over the nations. These, he said, would gain their souls. Understand what it means, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why he said, go forth and teach all nations everything. Because my brothers and sisters, wherever men are taught partialities and become pride in it, prideful in it, my brothers and sisters, this is contention and sin, havoc. In fact, my brothers and sisters, many are so proud of the partialities they've learned that the Messiah came to teach them something more. They would hate his natural guts. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, I've taught and shown many people in many different, many places across. So much, my brothers and sisters, of this varied mindscape of what people call Christianity today. I've had people show, hey, show them the Ten Commandments, and they say things like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. My brothers and sisters only tell them that, guess what? That Jesus is nothing but Isus, the son of Zeus and Isis, my brothers and sisters, who has nothing to do with Yasha, or if you will, my brothers and sisters, him whom the Most High sends for the express purpose to deliver the people from their sins, all the short-sighted, partial standards, polluted standards that have divided mankind. It's time to understand the reality. He said, look diligently, lest any man fall short of the grace, the favor of the Most High. How about the discipline of the Most High? Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, cause contentions among you. Therefore, many be what? Defiled. Lest there be any fornicator. How about someone, my brothers and sisters, whose alliance and whose covenant is not true to one? Or a profane person, one who is left profane, unclean, unpurged, unrighteous, as was Esau, who for one morsel of meat, how about, let's just say, catering to his flesh, sold his birthright. But you know how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, heaven help us, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. My brothers and sisters, Most High offers you an opportunity to receive the blessedness, the grace, the favor that is disciplined from him. My brothers and sisters, don't turn back. It's the only hope you have for being made whole. Please understand it. And my brothers and sisters, please understand it and be made wise. We talked about this discipline that is necessary. Looking at scriptures like Isaiah 41. Listen, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41 talks about, hey, the conscience of men having grown weary, spiritually weak. So even the youth shall faint and be weary, Isaiah 40:30. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait for the Most High, those who watch for and look for the coming of the Son of Man, we talked about it last evening. Those who expect, seek, look for the coming of the one, my brothers and sisters, that is said already, that your kings and your priests will not be able to stand. Oh, what did I say? Hey, they who wait for the coming of him before whom your kings, your priests, your pastors, your rabbis, and their fallen conscience will not be able to stand. They shall be renewed unto ancient strength. The scripture says, he is the one who will restore the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, that your rulers who could not tell you what is the foundation of all things, could not tell you, my brothers and sisters, the level of depravities into which humanity has fallen, who could not tell you what must come to bring an end to these depravities, who could not tell you what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth the promise of peace the Most High declared. See, if they couldn't tell you these things, he calls them an abomination. But the Most High says he does have one. One that men don't quickly discern after the orientations of men. They put down Noah, but it means one whose vision, perceptions are not easily observed, not easily understood, if all you know is what you've heard from men. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun to reveal the light, my brothers and sisters, the whole world is sought to obscure. Well, my brothers and sisters, one who comes to cast out all the darkness and the brightness of his horizon. Scripture speaks of one, my brothers and sisters, who will indeed preach what is the gospel of the kingdom, that men might discern what indeed is the acceptable will of Yah. Because Most High said he looked upon men and he saw none, my brothers and sisters, who truly preached the good tidings, the gospel, my brothers and sisters. They will bring forth the people, like the scripture says in Isaiah 52, that will put upon themselves the beautiful garments, will cast aside all the dust and the filth and the misconceits of a multitude of diverse nations who would not reason as one. My brothers and sisters, this is the one who will bring forth that word that is called the gospel. That word, my brothers and sisters, of which men shall say how beautiful it shall be over all the nations. Oh, they put down mountains. It means nations. How beautiful it will be when over all the nations is the feet, the dominion of him who publishes. Hey, declares unto all nations, Basar, Basar, the whole pure word, the sure tidings of the Most High. That word, my brothers and sisters, he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that would purge and convert the nation beyond every fallen, foolish standard. Preaching the gospel, my brothers and sisters, that says unto Yah, and it says unto Israel, that I, Yah, reign. My brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us, if we consider ourselves wise, after the diverse folly of this world, he said, let us consider ourselves foolish, surely, that we may become wise. The Messiah comes to reveal all things. Even the apostle Shaul himself said, I don't judge myself. Let us not consider ourselves so wise or complete and perfect before the time. Read Philippians 2nd chapter, and understand. He said, I don't consider myself, he said, yet perfect. He said, his judge, the judge of that would be the Most High. See, let no man therefore consider himself so wise for the time till Messiah comes and reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah for everything else is the short-sightedness of men. You see, but they that wait upon him whom the Most High has promised, the one who is called by the name of the Most High, read Isaiah 50, 10 through 11 and understand, and be saved, be healed, be made whole by his Holy One. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And this one, the righteous one, says, keep silence before me, O islands. In other words, stop distracting the minds of my people, all ye nations. And let my people, let the peoples who would come to him be renewed unto ancient spiritual strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let them speak plainly. I did not say stuttering indecisively. And let's come again near together unto true judgment, true discretion, true justice. Scripture asks, who then has raised up this righteous man who is like the rising sun, bringing forth this great light? Who called him to his foot and gave the nations before him and made him to rule over kings? Made him rule, my brothers and sisters, exceed the righteousness of all your leaders. That will give the kings as dust to his sword. In other words, his word like a sharp two-edged sword to discern who is willing to seek the fullness of the will of Yah and who prefers deviation after unrighteousness. He gave him as dust to his sword, his word like a sharp two-edged sword to discern the thoughts and intents of every heart and stubble to his bow. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is the one the scripture speaks of in Isaiah 49. The scripture says, made my mouth like a sharp sword, the shadow of his hand as he hit me. Made me a chosen arrow. Well, I can only tell you, my brother and sister, that word for arrow is also that of a bowman. My brother and sister, one does not miss the mark. Ancient man would have understood this easy because when you shot an arrow and somebody pulled back on the cord too far, pulled back on the bow too far and it missed the mark, it overshot or undershot, pulled back too far or not enough, and it undershot or overshot the mark. Didn't lift it enough to compensate for the variances of wind and distance. My brother and sister, it was called to sin. It was called to err in judgment, err in discretion, therefore causing men to miss the mark, and it was called to sin. Who is it to understand this, my brother and sister? Who raised up this righteous one? He said, caused him to pursue the rulers and pass safely, even by the ways that he had not gone on foot. My brother says that means even to subdue nations by his word. My brother says even nations, my brother says, who will hear of his ancient fame. Say, who wrought and done it, has done it? Who will do it, my brother says? Because this is ultimately latter-day prophecy. Calling the generations, calling it from the generations from the beginning, say, I, the Most High, the first and the last, I am he. Later on in the 41st chapter, my brother and sister said, was there anyone else that told it? Ah, your rulers didn't. Because, my brothers and sisters, this is the one who reproves all the unrighteousness of the kings. Why didn't they tell you about this? So the island saw it and feared, the end of the earth were afraid, and they drew near and came. Some, my brothers and sisters, will seek to restore the corruptions that they had once trusted in. But true Israel, my brothers and sisters, will come forth from the ends of the earth, seek indeed the righteous, the Most High has declared, knowing the Most High, my brothers and sisters, with his people to deliver them. Who will understand it in this time? Isaiah 41, as I told you before, you've talked about these scriptures. 41:21. Produce your cause, says the Most High. Hey, in this case, it's even talking about Messiah speaking to the rulers. Bring forth your strong arguments and strong counsel, says the King of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things and what they shall be. And the former things, relative to the former things, what shall be. We may consider these things and know the latter end of them. Let us declare, let them declare to us the things that should come. Hey, if they didn't do it, they didn't preach you the gospel. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, shall be the end, which shall be the end result of all the perversities of man, they didn't preach you the gospel. If they didn't identify to you these perversities and the doctrine, my brothers and sisters, that you should have known that if you hadn't been subject to the rulers, hey, you would have, Most High would have been allowed. That sounds a funny way to put it. You would have allowed the Most High to tell you more. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer to believe so much that they are wise, and when the Most High seeks to grant them the greater discipline, they refuse to hear it. It's the reason why Messiah will come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silent for me, all ye isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High, his spirit is he's put upon me to declare good tidings of the whole word to the meek. But not many of my brothers and sisters, over the course of ages, have desired the fullness of the truth, especially when they can be flattered by men. And they were not of Israel, my brothers and sisters, praise, who sought praise not from Yah, but from men. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, many are they who forsook the holy word, even unto the destruction of themselves and many others. My brothers and sisters, I sit back today, passing through the neighborhood, and saw folks that still didn't have them put those hell lights, idol lights, down from their houses. Oh, heaven help us. It's amazing. I sit back and think about what some people will spend to dress up their homes with this mess. Paying so much money, my brothers and sisters, could be put to far better use. But paying so much money, my brothers and sisters, to buy tickets to hell. To be participant, my brothers and sisters, in a mass worldly deception. And my brothers and sisters, don't you understand? Matthew 12:36, every foolish word a man speaks. How about for every partakership he has had in deception, he will give account for it in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, what do you think it is when men cause others to rejoice and even somewhat delight in a mass global deception? Is that partakership in Yah or a deceiver? Like I said, I had somebody earlier ask me, because he wished me, December 25th, he wished me a Merry Xmas. Somebody who calls himself a pastor, he's on Blog Talk. And he knows my position on this. Hey, the scriptures talk about in Revelation 6 about how Messiah will come against all those who maintain this lie. Isaiah 65, all who maintain these heathen customs, say Messiah will be extremely peeved, angry, wrathful even, against those who will not easily be convinced that what they had believed was a lie. And he asked me, hey, man, all I did, in other words, he was telling me, say he wished me a Merry Xmas. I told him, being a pastor, that he has no right to speak of such things to anyone. Scripture says, seek after holiness with all men. Scripture says, though you be scattered among a multitude of nations, speaking all manner of provocation against the perfect will of Yah, know that your faith in him must still yet bring forth a perfect work, or else your double-mindedness will offer you no reward for the Most High. It's a damnable offense And he asked me, if somebody had told me Merry Christmas, would I stop to give them a history lesson? You doggone right I will. Do it all the time. You have to write quick and tell them quite quickly. I don't celebrate that because I think about all the people that were murdered. But this lie into the church that they know, many of them know, has nothing to do with the decree from the Most High. If it came from the heathen, my brothers and sisters, how do men say that they could add it to the Holy Covenant and still say they have kept and preserved and maintained and defended what is a Holy Covenant unto the sanctity of the Holy Name? It doesn't even make sense. Well, my brothers and sisters, the Most High speaks and prophesies through Isaiah what Messiah will say. That if the rulers can't discern, help people discern how to do good or evil, they say they're all an abomination. And even an abomination is a misfit, miscreant thing. It's whoever chooses and follows them. Did Messiah say, if your righteousness does not exceed that of your leaders who deny the law of the prophets, who won't tell you what is the expectation of the Most High? He said, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, meaning you must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. I can only tell you, if you read through Isaiah 41:25, because we got more to talk about here, 41:25-42:4, going out by 42:20. How about 42:16? It says he had to leave his people by a way that they knew not. Hey, scriptures talk about how the people have become so depraved that there was none who said there was a need to restore. Heaven help us. People held in prison houses, burned, left indiscriminate, drastically indiscriminate, and knew it not. The Most High, my brother and sister, says he had to expose all this Babylonish confusion after 45,000 or more. That's what the Christian situation is in the world today. Differences. That he might establish his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, he had to show foolish so much what men had called noble. That he might establish the firmity of his kingdom. They didn't tell you these things, my brothers and sisters. They never taught you the gospel. Go back and look at those words again. If they didn't prepare you for that day, the Messiah comes to expose all unrighteousness. They didn't prepare you to see the greater righteousness of Yah and cause you not to recognize the blessing that comes with his discipline. In fact, they told you that it was the grace of Yah that you be left reprobate. And my brothers and sisters, if they compel you to believe that you were wise, knowing not the discipline of the Most High, whose child, they compel you to take pride in being. I see all the way back to Abraham, my brothers and sisters, and beyond, when the Most High called men to be a blessing. He told them to seek his perfect will, because nothing else, my brother and sister, was true to his name. Where are the children of Abraham, my brother and sister, to know to seek the perfect will of Yah, that the Most High might not be lied against and misrepresented? Or dare men think that after their imaginations they speak the truth? Man has to learn how not to lie, my brother and sisters. Man has to learn how not to lie to escape the wild and the damnations of a devil. Isn't it time we understand the real? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand reality? And why the scripture talks about Isaiah 41, I've stood up one from they put down the north. Like I say, one whose ways are not easily observed by the carnal mind. The word from they put down the north, the word Sophon, actually relates, my brothers and sisters, whose ways have been hidden from you, whose greater wisdom has been hidden from you, especially if you listen to the rulers. He shall come from the rising of the sun, as one like sun like the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name? Oh, that means, my brothers and sisters, he shall not swear by the name of the Most High in vain. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he's even called by the name of the Most High. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Malachi heard. He shall suddenly come to the temple, rebuking the priest that might be finally brought to bear an offering pleasing to the Most High as in days of old in righteousness. But they didn't tell you about the one I said before, my brothers and sisters, that rebuked both kings and priests, that you discern the will of one. Scripture says you come upon princes and upon all their lives as upon martyrs, as a pot of treads clay. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If you bake a pot and you have not made all the clay consistent in its texture, when it is baked, my brothers and sisters, it is easily broken in its inconsistencies. The Most High wants all his people to be of one mind, one heart, one understanding. And anything else, my brothers and sisters, he calls carnality. Please read the first to fourth chapters of Corinthians and praying the Most High for understanding. Because my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, wherever there are contentions among us, third chapter, 1 Corinthians, it is carnality. And they who walk after the flesh, divisive against the perfect will of one, have not been redeemed from their errant misconceits, i.e., their sins. Who has declared from before time and said that we may know him before time and say that he is righteous? Oh, men do not even discern what is righteous. Like I say, his ways are hidden because many trusted in their rulers not to be able to discern the righteous one. Who is before time that we have declared indeed that he is righteous, that you might know righteousness? Say, there's none that shows. There's none that declares, none that decreed it, none among your leaders. Yeah, there's none that heard or preached these words. He's the first to say unto Zion. Well, they put down the King James that way. But 40:27 says, formerly I said unto Zion, but here they are. Here are the prophets. And in Jerusalem I give them messengers, a messenger of good news who preach the gospel. When I look, he says, behold, there's no one. I'm talking about, they're looking at the NASB here now. There's no one. There's no counsel among them who, if I could ask, could give an answer. Guess what? None who, if he asked, has ever declared. All my brothers and sisters have declared not just the word of the Most High according to the full fruition of all its implication. You see, I looked and I saw that there was none who declared this word, my brothers and sisters, that the people should have known. Did you hear me? That the people should have known that they prepared for the one whom the Scripture says when it says him. Behold, my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he should bring forth justice to the nations. Didn't say the nations already were just then. For the isles shall wait for his law. Oh, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. They shall become one in him beyond all the docile, stagnant. My brothers and sisters, the stagnant, short-sighted, even the stupidity that men have prided themselves in among the nations. So much truth, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. The Most High told me that if you know what's said and don't know why it's said, you're missing the point. And there's so much scripture that people have taken it entirely out of context. The rulers have taught the people to take entirely out of context. But the end result, my brothers and sisters, men have not understood how many times they were lied to where people read word for word the books of the book, the words of the book. But they took everything completely out of context. Like I said, that scripture saying, not under the law, but under grace. How many have told you, my brother and sister, that you should not be under the misrule of this world or this world's efforts to preserve its lies against the truth, because the Most High bestows his grace and discipline upon you that you might no longer be deceived and exploited by a multitude of contentious and neglectful rulers whose only unison is against the perfect will of Yah. They didn't tell you that the word the heathen used for law had nothing to do at first with divine will at all. And they used the same word, the same concept for law, the preservation of all their contentions and false gods. They used that same word for the law that they used for the law of men, preserving all the indiscriminate thinking of men. They used that same word for the holy law of the Most High, as if there was no difference. My brothers and sisters, do they got have you? Think about it. If the heathen were already celebrating December 25th, they were already celebrating Sunday. And they were really celebrating the mind of their heathen rulers who conceived these ideas. The Most High didn't. They were already celebrating Easter. Well, guess what? If Rome commands the believers to seek Yah in the same time that the rest of the world is doing something entirely heathen, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, the people are going to very soon maintain, if they ever had any sense of holiness, is they're going to easily maintain to preserve what is indeed divine righteousness? So your neighbors celebrating the winter solstice around December 25th, and somebody else says they're celebrating something holy. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If it didn't come forth in Most High, it wasn't holy at all. And folks knowing it, choosing to compromise with this, have simply compromised the holy name. That's an enemy, my brothers and sisters, not a friend. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do or teach everything I command. Well, I'm looking at my time, about 8 minutes or so left. So much that needs to be taught. So much needs to be brought again to mind. My brothers and sisters, if you knew that Messiah already declared that he must come to expose all your rulers, that peace upon a firm foundation be established, would you still trust these many diverse rulers who never taught you these things, never even taught you who Messiah said he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star? Scripture says that's a testimony that must be given in all the churches. Meaning if you didn't know that Messiah comes to bring forth the whole hope, get your whole, no, let's go back. Revelation 22:16, it said, blessed are they who do his commandments, they have might have a right to the tree of life. But they sit back and tell you it's not necessary. Especially when you start showing them what the commandments really are. They tell you that you're keeping on Sabbath holy and everybody's keeping something different under the constraints of men. What is that? Scripture says if you add anything, you add damnation to your soul. You take anything away, you take away eternal life. The one who was called the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star, we declare an absolute word, my brothers and sisters. If anybody seeks to teach less or add anything to it, Scripture says he will not be confirmed in the holy name and will be left to the wrath, my brothers and sisters, of those who never had or would not accept the seal of what is truly a holy covenant to follow the Lamb wherever he leads. All this stuff, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about is in the articles you'll find that I've put up in the chat, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Why did they tell you about the secret city prophecies about Messiah rebuking all the confusion of the world, that a holy kingdom might be established and the men might come to him? Again, it said the same thing. He has exposed all this folly being taught by a multitude of different rulers, all these short-sighted, perverted, polluted doctrines, that men recognize the righteousness of one. Most I said he is one. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, means he is not divided by the misconceits of man. Man's ignorance will not be an excuse. Most I gave his spirit and told you, guess what? You don't answer his spirit so you can simply understand what the pastor has to say. He said, you have ears to hear what the spirit says to the churches. That means you ask for his spirit that you might commune with Yah. And if you find somebody who's telling you the doggone truth, that you might comprehend the gravity of his words. But let me tell you something. I've never told anybody anything else but this from the very beginning when the Most High first called me. I said, I'm not trying to bring anybody to where I am. It's not what I said. I said, I'd like you to hear the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High speaks to me by. I'd like you to hear his words. Because that would make my efforts so much easier. Because quite frankly, what I've always said, my brothers and sisters, the room I'm in right now speaking to you in, before the end of this show, before I get a chance to reach out and touch that doorknob, Most High might reveal to me a whole new world. I know this is what he does. I don't have any problem with it. So if I were to say to anybody, I'm trying to bring you where I am, hey, who do I know where I'm going to be even a few seconds from now? Most High can, hey, flip that switch. I'll tell you something, it's like you've never seen a light that was ever, never saw a light that bright. When he began to show you the greater instances of what men have not seen. But, hey, my brothers and sisters, I talk about things like that. People think I'm kidding. Now, my brothers and sisters, I wouldn't dare. There are truths, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can show you far beyond the ordinary if you're willing to humble yourself and realize that you need them in order to be a greater light for the sake of your people. Well, Isaiah 44. I'm going to read this from the Aramaic. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to read them. I guess I'll look at the splash screen that I set up for this show. Wow, I may have just enough time to get through the greater portion of this. Wow. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I know it's very important scripture that must be dealt with here. Very powerful scripture that must be dealt with. Here, my brothers and sisters, it says their imagination, people's imaginations become dull. The level of their discretion has become dull. They cannot deliver themselves. They surely gone astray. They cannot deliver themselves. They can't see beyond all the illusions. Most High sends Messiah for a reason. Nor can they see in their right hand what they've trusted. What they trusted in. What they've even wrought as a result of their trust has been falsehood. But the Most High wants his people to remember his discretion, O Jacob and Israel. For he's called his people to be his servants. See, I formed you. He says he's formed his people to be, he's disciplined his people to be his servants. He said, from henceforth he desires his people forget him not. See, I will blot out your iniquities, a thick mist. In other words, all your confusion like a thick mist. All the darkness as a cloud that is taken away by the brightness of the sun. He said, return unto me. For he is the one who saved you. So sing, O ye heavens, for the Most High has done it. O ye fountains of the nation of the earth, break forth in singing, O mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Most High shall save Jacob. He shall heal his people, make them whole, bring them unto one light again, that he speak no lies, do no iniquity. He will glorify the word seen as one perfect truth in all Israel. Thus said the Most High, who saved you and formed you from the womb to heal you. He said, I am Yah who made all things, who stretched out the heavens alone, spread up the earth by myself. That means all things that live, my brothers and sisters, are according to his rule.
90 seconds.
Who makes void the signs of diviners, talking about your leaders, and despises their divinations with their false expectation, turns wise men backwards, or proves them foolish, makes them prove their knowledge foolish, who confirms, however, the word of those who serve him, who seek him, who seek his instruction, that they may serve him. Reform the counsel of his counsel that is his message, of his messengers, who says to Jerusalem, who must be a city of peace, you should be inhabited, the cities of Judah should be built, who raises up the ruins thereof, who says to the deep, be dry, who dries up the rivers. How about who shows the way, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the confusion of the nations, who says to the one he calls his Kurdi, King James Version did a little job there. He said, he is my shepherd, he is the righteous one who should reform all my pleasure. Oh, read about him in Isaiah 46, my brothers and sisters, 13. One who perform all his pleasure. Saying his roof should be built. The temple of your foundation shall be laid. Scripture says, that one, my brothers and sisters, make the places straight. Show all the forth all the hidden things, and then no longer be unwise. Scripture says, that one, my brothers and sisters, will declare one truth, that all may know one Most High from the rising sun to the west. There'll be no more confusion. This will be the destruction of Babylon. But if they didn't tell you that, if they didn't tell you that, they never preached to you the gospel. The only way you can be subject to one shepherd and one king is to the rebuke of all those who have taught false rule. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Benedim Yahav Covenant Remembrance Ministry. Shabbat Shalom to you all. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! Well, thank you all again. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You got